Overview. The Volkswagen ID.3 First Edition was VW's big splash into the dedicated EV world, a golf-sized electric hatch marking a new era for the brand. Though never officially sold stateside, this launch special aimed to win hearts with its fresh design and MEB platform promise. As a discontinued model, produced 2019-2021, primarily for the EU market, official US pricing isn't available. Any scene would be for rare imports. It was packed with goodies to entice early adopters, setting the stage for VW's broader electric ambitions and showcasing what a mainstream, accessible EV could be. Think of it as VW's electric people's car for the modern age. What's new for 2021? For 2021, the ID.3 First Edition was in its final production year, solidifying its role as the trailblazer for VW's electric offensive. Rather than major New Year updates for this specific limited trim, 2021 represented the culmination of its launch phase, showcasing the features that made the First Edition special. These included unique badging, specific interior touches like play and pause pedals, and a generally higher level of standard equipment compared to subsequent, more mainstream trims that followed. It was all about giving those first in line a distinct and well-specced entry into VW's EV family. Design and exterior. The ID.3 First Edition rocks a clean, almost concept car look that's unmistakably VW, but refreshingly modern. It's a compact hatchback, measuring 167.8 inches long, 71.2 inches wide, excluding mirrors, and 61.1 inches tall. The short overhangs and long 108.9 inch wheelbase give it a planted stance. Unique First Edition touches often included special alloy wheels and subtle badging, setting it apart. Up front, the friendly face with its sleek LED headlights, potentially VW's clever IQ light matrix LEDs, gives it a futuristic vibe, while the sculpted sides and distinctive C-pillar design turn heads. Interior, tech, and cargo. Inside, the ID.3 First Edition boasts a minimalist, airy cabin thanks to its EV architecture. It seats five, offering decent passenger space. Material quality is a mixed bag, but generally smart and modern, with a focus on digital interfaces. You get a slick central touchscreen, typically 10 inches, for infotainment, complete with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, alongside a smaller digital driver's display. For your gear, there's 13.6 cubic feet of trunk space, expanding to a useful 44.7 cubic feet with the rear seats folded. No significant frunk is present, but the cabin feels tech-forward and uncluttered. Performance and driving experience. This rear-wheel drive hatch is surprisingly zippy. The ID.3 First Edition packs a single permanent magnet synchronous motor, churning out 150 kilowatts, approximately 201 horsepower, and 229 pound-feet of instant torque. That's good for a 0 to 60 mile per hour dash and a claimed 7.0 seconds, making it plenty nippy for city driving. Top speed is a sensible 99 miles per hour. The ride is generally comfortable and composed, with the RW setup adding a touch of fun to the handling. Regenerative braking is smooth, with a more aggressive B mode for one-pedal style driving. Range, battery, and charging. The ID.3 First Edition features a 58 kilowatt-hour, usable, battery pack, delivering a Green Cars Compare estimated real-world range of 227 miles, pretty solid for its class. Efficiency is rated at a respectable 3.91 miles per kilowatt. For charging, its standard 11 kilowatt onboard AC charger means a full top-up takes around 5.5 to 6 hours at home. On the go, it can accept DC fast charging at up to 100 kilowatts, potentially getting you from a low battery to 80% in about 35 minutes. Crucially, it uses a CCS Type 2 port, standard in Europe, not the CCS Type 1 common in the US. Safety and driver assistance features. While the ID.3 wasn't tested by NHTSA due to its EU-only availability, it scored a top-notch 5-star rating from Euro NCAP, a strong indicator of its safety credentials. The First Edition came well-equipped with safety kit. Standard features typically included front assist, VW's forward collision warning and autonomous emergency braking, and lane assist. Many First Edition models also featured adaptive cruise control and other advanced driver assistance systems like blind spot monitoring, making it a reassuring and tech-savvy choice for its time. Warranty and maintenance coverage. Since the ID.3 First Edition wasn't officially sold in the US, we looked to typical VW European warranties as a guide. Owners generally received a 2-year, unlimited mileage basic vehicle warranty, though this could vary by country. the Vital battery warranty was commonly 8 years or 100,000 miles, guaranteeing at least 70% capacity. Powertrain components were typically covered under the main warranty. Complementary maintenance schedules also varied by region. As an early MEB platform vehicle, some initial software refinements were addressed by VW through updates, demonstrating their ongoing support.